What is going on, everyone? You're listening to Radio Waterloo 102.7 CKMS. This is Radio Wham. I am your host, Will. And if you give me 2 seconds, I will let Sam into the room so he can start this show with me. Give me 2 seconds, folks.
I'm also live.
We're live.
Are we right now?
We're going.
Oh, we're going.
Oh, we're going.
Oh, we're going. Hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
We're Radio Wham, Will and Sam. I'm Will.
I'm Sam.
And now we're really going.
Yeah, I was late today. That's why we're about a minute late, minute two here.
Absolutely. No worries.
But I don't know who it is, so I'm watching my back. I can see him when I'm deep in the covers. When I awake, I don't see the motherfucker. He owns a black hat like I own. A black suit and a cane like my own. Some might say take a chill, B, but fuck that shit. There's a nigga trying to kill me. I'm popping in the clip when the wind blows. Every 20 seconds got me peeping out my window. Investigating a joint for traps. Taking my telephone for taps. I'm staring at the woman on the corner. It's fucked up when your mind is playing tricks on ya. I'm the one that's doing dope. Can't keep a steady hand because I'm nervous. Every Sunday morning I'm in service, praying for forgiveness and trying to find an exit out the business. I know the Lord is looking at me, but yet and still it's hard for me to feel happy. I often drift when I drive, having fatal thoughts of suicide. Bang and get it over with, and then I'm worry free. But that's bullshit. I got a little boy to look after. And if I die, then my child will be a bastard. I had a woman down with me, but to me it seemed like she was down to get me. She helped me out in this shit, but to me she was just another bitch. Now she's back with her mother. Now I'm realizing that I love her. Now I'm feeling lonely. My mind is playing tricks on me.
Fell on a weekend. Me and Ghetto Boys are trick-or-treating, robbing little kids for bags, till an old man got behind our ass. So we speeded up the pace, took a look back, and he was right before our face. He be in for a squabble, no doubt. So I swung and hit the nigga in his mouth. He was going down, we figured, but this wasn't no ordinary nigga. He stood about 6 or 7 feet. Now that's the nigga I be seeing in my sleep. So we triple teamed on him, dropping them motherfucking bees on him. The more I swung, the more blood flew. Then he disappeared, and my boys disappeared too. Then I felt just like a fiend.
It wasn't even close to Halloween. It was dark as fuck on the streets. My hands were all bloody from punching on the concrete. Goddamn, homie. My mind is playing tricks on me.
That was Ghetto Boys with Mind Playing Tricks on Me.
Mind Playing Tricks on Me. That's a classic song. I mean, that's, I feel like it's a good way to start this playlist, to be honest.
That song is fantastic. I feel like I always put it on rotation more in October.
Yeah, it really is.
It is very much like a fall vibe. For some reason, it makes me want to like walk outside with like a bit of swagger.
Yeah,
I
seriously.
Walk down the street like a boss or something.
Like his delivery on that song is so good. Too. Just, damn, my mind's playing tricks on me. Like, yeah, it's just so good.
And I've heard multiple songs that definitely like pay homage to that
for
song.
Sure,
like
yeah.
So many covers, so many remakes.
Yeah, no, I think there's a lot of references to like Mind
Super Playing classic. Tricks. Ghetto Boys. Yeah.
That's a classic right there.
And I actually want to play a song next.
Absolutely.
Because this song uses a line from Mind Playing Tricks on Me. Mind Playing Tricks on Me opens, and the start of the verse says something about candlesticks in the dark and visions of bodies being burned.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, this song, I don't know if they sampled it or just remade it, but they use that line heavily, and it's part of the instrumental. And the band is called Clipping, with a period at the end if you're looking for them.
Ooh,
I'm sure you'll find them anyway. The album is called Visions of Bodies Being Burned.
Oh.
The song that I'm talking about is called Say the Name. They're a very interesting group, kind of abstract, but also very creepy. So I think you will enjoy
some spooky boo.
Yeah. Clipping, Say the Name. Visions of bodies being burned.
Visions of bodies being burned. Candlesticks in the dark. Visions of bodies being burned. Candlesticks in the dark. Visions of bodies being burned. Candlesticks in the dark. Visions of bodies being burned. Candlesticks in the dark. Visions of bodies being burned. Candlesticks in the dark. Visions of bodies being burned. Candlesticks in the dark. Visions of bodies being burned.
The hook gon' be what it is, the hands off. The retribution for what you took from the man. Got blood on the rust. God bless the red earth. The dead man walks the tongue bridge. A bridge, the time space, the boot, the concrete, the project undone. They juke it. Major look, you can't see it. The mob built the walls, the streets bleed sweet. Syrup, the bees love it. They coming on a swarm and they raining on your college ass disco. Get your collar turned up in your freshest attire. Get your bitch womb ready, cause this baby gon' be fire. It's not a dream, it's a memory. Mammary glands heavy in the sky, blacked out already. Stop screaming. The flames ain't shit to a demon. Say the name.
Candlesticks in the dark, visions of bodies being burned. Candlesticks in the dark, visions of bodies being burned. Candlesticks in the dark, visions of bodies being burned. Candlesticks in the dark, visions of bodies being burned. Candlesticks in the dark, visions of bodies being burned. Candlesticks in the dark, visions of bodies being burned. Candlesticks in the dark, visions of bodies being burned. Candlesticks in the dark, visions of bodies being burned.
The hook gon' be the last thing she remember. The fast lane in December, off in drift when she drive. College girl looking for the love, learned about it in a book, but she always kept the gloves on. So when the skin touch, shit, head rush. Red blush, lipstick, she just crush a lot. Every pun pales a comparison, a joke to a jester, she inundated with dick. And becoming conservative in her fucking and nervous that she would rush him, but murder wasn't discussing. The further she learned to trust him, the merger of love and lust. And she's serving it all up just cause he hold her when he would bust. Until 9 months later with a stomach full of devil, baby. She started to think it's time to pump the brakes. But that train left the station with the great migration. Bloody tracks left right by the drain. Say the name.
Candlesticks in the dark, visions of bodies being burned. Candlesticks in the dark, visions of bodies being burned. Candlesticks in the dark, visions. Visions of bodies being burned. Candlesticks in the dark. Visions of bodies being burned. Candlesticks in the dark. Visions of bodies being burned. Candlesticks in the dark. Visions of bodies being burned. Candlesticks in the dark. Visions of bodies being burned. Candlesticks in the dark. Visions of bodies being burned.
Can you say it again? Can you say it again? Can you look into the mirror and then say it again? Can you say it again? Can you say it again? Can you say the name? Say the name. Say it. The hook gon' be the coldest pimp slap. Coke rack for man's skin. Let it air dry. Swiss cheese, the brother already half dead. Brain leaking out a hole in his forehead. Lobotomy is like pills, get them for cheap. The party line crack kills, they trying to see. But this one more a hairline fracture, leave the face painted a mask for the hereafter. After the smoke clears and the highs come down, and the halogen hallucinations don't make a sound. Just a bunch of scared junkies not making the call, and a Guernica and blood on the wall. Say the name.
Candlesticks in the dark, visions of bodies being burned. Candlesticks in the dark, visions of bodies being burned. Candlesticks in the dark, visions of bodies being burned. Candlesticks in the dark, visions of bodies being burned. Candlesticks in the dark, visions of bodies being burned. Candlesticks in the dark, visions of bodies being burned. Candlesticks in the dark, visions of bodies being burned. Candlesticks in the dark, visions of bodies being burned. Candlesticks in the dark, visions of bodies being burned. Candlesticks in the dark, visions of bodies being burned. Candlesticks in the dark, visions of bodies being burned. Candlesticks in the dark, visions of bodies being burned.
Was Clipping with Say the Name off their August 2020 album Visions of Bodies Being Burned.
Yeah, I love the interpolation on that track with the chorus from the Ghetto Boys.
Yeah, just so different. Like I said, I don't know if it's a sample or if they just redid it, but it's definitely pitched down if they sampled it and everything.
That's a good
track. The groove on that one's like a little hard to get into, but like some of the like little I don't know what you call it, like rhythms they have in there are like really nice. But
that makes
it
spooky though. It makes it off-putting, you know?
It is kinda very like, off-putting. Like, Yeah, and so, the MC on that, in that group Clipping, his name is David Diggs. We think we're saying the first name, right? It's got two E's.
Yeah, it looks like David almost.
It looks like David, but with two E's instead of an I, David. From like the traditional David spelling, I guess. But interesting fun fact about him, he was in the original cast of Hamilton, that famous Broadway musical that people sang a lot in the past.
Yeah.
I haven't actually listened to that album. Never. Or like, either. I've heard some of the songs.
I've watched some of Hamilton, not for me, I'll say.
Yeah, yeah. But interesting that his solo stuff is very different.
I did not know that. Cause I feel like
not American history.
I remember listening to some of them, and it's pretty intense music compared to Hamilton, at least.
Yeah, and I can't picture him doing like fun little history songs.
Yeah, Alexander.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway.
This song's good right here. This is Kid Cudi. This is off his album Man on the Moon 2, which I find to be a really just an intense, emotional, kind of dark album. This is The Mood, and I think you'll hear it right away, the kind of spooky. It starts with like an evil laugh, pretty much, this track.
Yeah. So Kid Cudi, I think on both Man on the Moons, kind of has like an anti or like a villain character
that he plays,
right? Like in the first one, I feel like there's that whole like dream sequence and stuff where it's like gets really dark.
There's a lot of dark stuff on those
early
albums.
Yeah, yeah. So he's almost got like, makes me think a bit of like, I don't know if you've heard like Frank Zappa's Joe Garage, where there's like the central scrutinizer guy. He like shows up and just like criticizes Joe. There's like an antagonist on the
album.
It's kind of weird, but like this in that way, I know what you're talking about. He has like a villain almost.
Yeah. Yeah. Where just like all of a sudden the sound just switches and he's all of a sudden in like evil mode.
I do love it when musicians kind of like have multiple characters.
Yeah.
You know?
It's
like
great.
It plays into the narrative of the album more. Okay. This is The Mood.
Kid Cudi, Man in the Moon 2.
My eyes make the creepers look back at themselves, sitting stuck in emotional bliss. The skinny model girls rub coke on the gums. Tap my knee, I'm keeping the rhythm. The young and wild take chances together. They all jump up, twist and groove, but no one talks. Lost in the motherfucking mood.
talks, lost in the mood. Talks, sweating it out, lost in the mood. There's a hunger in the night, the moonlight kissing her nips on the model frame. I kissed her in her thigh, closed my eyes, she began to make me fish. She liked to go the mile, all the while I could see her tear a bit. I forgot her name, something to sign like Penelope, maybe a French twang to it. Her tongue was quick, she was French, I knew it. A lovely foreigner, foreign to racism. She liked that young nigga by my brown skin, my shagged out fro, I'm king to her. She will please her friend for me, so funny of the starving, the godless, naked is always honest. Her hands all over my privates, lost in the moon. No one talks, lost in the moon. No one talks, sweating it out, lost in the moon. No one talks, lost in the motherfucking mood. No one talks, lost in the mood. No one talks, sweating it out, lost in the mood.
Lost in the mood, Kid Cudi, man. That's just a... Listening back to that track again, it's just so... So dark, so atmospheric.
Yeah, I've listened to that album, but it's been a while because I completely forgot that song, and I loved it. I just loved what happened there. That was really nice.
I need to go back to that album again.
I think people like knock on Man on the Moon 2 like too much as well.
I agree. I really like.
They like really wanted it to be the same as Man on the Moon 1, or like I don't know. Man on the Moon 1 is like so good. Yeah, like love that album. But I think people just like put it in the shadow of that album too much.
I know.
Yeah, it's just got so many of its own like things going on. It's so good in its own right.
It's really fantastic. Yeah, shout out to Kid Cudi for that one.
Yeah, fantastic. Okay, I'm gonna take us over to an MC that I really like, named Billy Woods. This is off an album with Kenny Siegel on production called Hiding Places. I believe this is 2019. And I just checked that number 8, which is good.
2019.
I kind of said it as I looked. So,
it was a good year.
Yeah. Decent year. This album is very dark. There's a lot of songs on this. The one I chose here is called Spider Hole, which is terrifying. What would you do if you fell into a spider hole?
I can't even picture like a spider hole in my head. Like what?
I'm thinking like Indiana Jones, but instead of hating snakes, he hates spiders.
Yeah, honestly, that's terrifying in itself.
Yeah. You know... Like, I don't think I'm too afraid of spiders, but, like, the hairy spiders...
Oh, awful.
Yeah.
My girlfriend's place has, like, a hairy spider in it. So, we saw it ran under the fridge one time. It was terrifying.
Yeah, something about the spider being furry...
Yeah, like, I think it's
like,
not right.
...adds That's a bit of extra fear. Yeah.
No, I don't hate spiders, but furry ones I can't get down with.
Yeah, me neither. So, if it's a spider hole with, like, nice spiders that aren't furry, maybe?
Exactly, yeah. And you're right, I am picturing the Indiana Jones thing now, where he falls in the pit of snakes or whatever.
Or like, you know, at, like, high school or, like, elementary school, there's, like, the games during Halloween where you have to, like, put your hand in the weird
thing.
Right,
yeah. Oh, no.
They're like, this is the spider hole. Reach in, grab your prize. And you're like, the spider hole? What the heck?
Yeah, there's so many things to go with.
Okay, we've been talking kind of around it, but this song is called Spider Hole. It's Billy Woods, produced by Kenny Siegel off of Hiding Places.
The song's going to take me places. I just have a feeling.
Yeah. Billy Woods, known for being dark, known for being creepy. Enjoy.
Holding my my breath in the crawl space. Weight taped to my body. Barbarians at the gate, Benghazi. Wait, tape ain't even out yet. How the hell they get a copy? Survived by the grace, grace Mugabe. Averted eyes, advised, passing through the building lobby. You don't want smoke? National Geographic, Negroes cooking coke. Anthropologists watch the Negroes sell dope. A huddle corners, corner stores, jot notes. Hand to hand, much as they forefathers before. It's a good trope. Fascinating stuff. Thumb and forefinger where the coke was clutched. 4 million USD hovering over some mud huts. It's nuts. It's not the heat, it's the dust. Sour when the wind gusts crush. Smile, cop illegal weed from fake hole in the wall. I don't wanna go see Nas with an orchestra at Carnegie Hall. No man of the people, I wouldn't be caught dead with most of y'all. Don't call me again, what I should have said when he called. Copping legal weed from fake hole in the wall. I don't wanna go see Nas with an orchestra at Carnegie Hall. No man of the people, I wouldn't be caught dead with none of y'all. Don't call me again, what I'll say when you call. It's just me in the spider hole, that's the best part. From here the war seemed really far. The mirror was a shard. I cooked the chicken and lard, prepped in your house like a deep trapped the window ajar. First time I saw them put a trap in the car, eyes wide, felt like the internet. Snipers in the minaret, little tiny spoons in the minionette. The job was to sit there all day and press refresh. Declined politely, proceeded to spread the blame widely. Rubber gloves, crisp lapels, bloodshot in high society, you know his turds don't smell. The desperate soul spells, confident I never see him again. And if so, what? You get what you pay for in the end.
Spoiler alert! That's gonna be the next song. Yeah. But that was Spider Hole.
We were just contemplating if people could hear us. So
if you heard us talk throughout that whole song, please let us know.
And I apologize.
No, we apologize. You know this happens sometimes. These technical issues. A lot to keep track of in the studio of Wham.
Yeah,
the layer of Wham.
Yeah, it is a layer.
It's a lot of layers.
Yeah.
Going on here.
I also want to say that in that song, he said something about. He said I'm in the spider hole and that's the best part. Yeah. So
that's intense.
That's yeah, that, wow.
Something okay. To think about, man.
I thought oh. The song was gonna be about how he didn't want to go in a spider yeah. hole, and then he was
and
like,
oh,
the best part is the spider hole. Man. Ouch. So
that's a whole other level too.
Maybe he just likes spiders.
Maybe he likes spiders.
Maybe
you know,
he just likes spiders.
Personally would not be a fan of the spider hole, I don't think. Probably would be the worst part.
I will say about this album too though, the cover it's yeah. like a very decrepit house. If there was a spider
cover.
Hole, it would be in
it
that
would be
house.
In that house.
It
I'm
would
definitely
be in
checking
that
this
house.
Album out though after because I like that song.
I like it. A lot yeah. of those songs are similar vibe, and I think the reason I really like Billy Woods is his delivery and yeah. also the things he writes are very like metaphoric, poetic kind of.
It's pretty cool.
Strange choices.
His delivery
his flow
really
is constantly changing too. Yeah. yeah. Really interesting.
I love when a rapper can really get into like a character or an idea and just
yeah.
like. His I don't know, the way he talks through it all, man. It's so intense. It's so great.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I really like his music. Yeah, I highly recommend it. Check out Billy Woods. He's also got a project with another MC/producer called Elucid, or maybe I'm saying that wrong. Maybe it's Euclid. I can't remember. But sure. Together they're called Arm & Hammer, and that is
oh.
a really good project.
Okay, yeah. I like that. I like
yeah,
that album.
I know you know Arm & Hammer. Yeah, cool.
Arm & Hammer.
Alrighty, what do we got next, Will?
Up next, we got Tyler the Creator, Frank Ocean, She. This is off Tyler the Creator's debut album, Goblin. You may have heard a snippet of that at the end of the other song, because you know, we didn't hit pause quick enough. But this is a classic, spooky, you know, story about killers.
Yeah, early Tyler the Creator is all very different from new Tyler the Creator.
It was very Eminem kind of inspired.
Yeah,
by
that's so true. I've never thought of that.
Lots of killings, lots of murder.
Which is really funny because he was like so young and kind of goofy still at the same time, like Loiter Squad. And
I know, it was just so goofy, but he just rapped about like crazy stuff.
That was his in, I guess, to practice his chops,
I think,
you know?
So, yeah. Like, I think that was his in. But this is this is a great, I don't love a lot of his early stuff, to be honest. I don't visit it a lot, but this is a great song.
Oh,
this
for Spooky still, Boo? It's,
oh, for Spooky Boo?
For Spooky Boo, you have
episode
to.
Episode 21, way to get Wham.
Yeah. All right.
Let's
She,
hit that.
Tyler the Creator.
On my waist, there's a black Glock. New girl moved on the block. She been plotting on my brown cock. Last night I slept over hers. During sex, I overheard. A sword sliced the air, I pulled out the na-na, rolled off the bed, then shot back, pow-pow, blood on the sheets, probably spilling from my gash, looked out the glass, seen him sprinting on the grass, a real ninja with the blade and the mask, had them gold ninja stars and red supreme nunchucks, now she trying to patch me up, but, girl, I was just trying to get enough bust, if that's your ex, you should probably own a pistol, but I'm guessing it's wiser to exit with dude.
Blinds wide open so he can see you in the dark when you're sleeping. Make it by fresh out the shower. And you touch yourself after hours. Ain't no man allowed in your bedroom. You're sleeping alone in bed. Check your window.
Swag.
He's at your window.
Nightlight hits off. I'm turning kisses to bites. I'm a down to earth nigga with intentions, that's right. And you'll be down to earth quicker if you diss me tonight. But I'll be the happiest if you decide to kick it tonight. You can chill and I can act like I don't wanna fuck. You can tell me all your problems like I really give one. But I give two for us, cause you're the one that I want. Don't wanna seem like a punk pussy that seems like a punk pussy. See, when I'm with my friends, I just put on the front. But in the back of my top, I'm writing songs about we. We is including I, and yourself making three. Little ones, a drum hitting pretty hard if you ask me. You're a pretty broad in the top three of things that I've been waiting to come. So meet me by the lake around 10 and skinny dipping, and then we can begin the pretend game. I wanna be Finn from Adventure Time.
Blinds wide open so he can see you in the dark when you're sleeping. Make it by fresh out the shower. You touch yourself after hours. Ain't no man allowed in your bedroom. You're sleeping alone. Check your window. He's at your window.
One, two, you're the girl that I want. Three, four, five, six, seven. Shit, eight is the bullets if you say no after all this. And I just couldn't take it, you're so motherfucking gorgeous. Gorgeous, baby, you're gorgeous. I just wanna drag your life and squat into the forest and fornicate with it. But that's because I'm in love with you, cunt. I just wanna talk and conversate, cause I usually just thought you were masturbate. And I finally got the courage to ask you on a date. So just say yes, let the future fall into place. I just wanna talk and conversate, cause I usually just thought you were masturbate. And I finally got the courage to ask you on a date. So just say yes, let the future fall into place. Cunt.
The blinds wide open so he can see you in the dark when you're sleeping. Body, fresh out the shower, and you touch yourself after hours. Ain't no man allowed in your bedroom. You're sleeping alone, babe. Check your window. He's at your window. The blinds wide open so he can see you in the dark when you're sleeping. Make it body, fresh out the shower, and you touch yourself after hours. Ain't no man allowed in your bedroom. You're sleeping alone in bed. He's at your window.
One, two, you're the girl that I want. Three, four, five, six, seven. Shit, eight is the bullets if you say no after all this. And I just couldn't take it, just so motherfucking gorgeous. Gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous.
Thank you.
That was She, Tyler, the Creator, with Frank Ocean. Great chorus on that, man. Frank Ocean crushes it.
Yeah, I as soon as that, I kind of forgot what song this was. I just knew it was off Goblin. And then as soon as the hook came in, I was like, oh, yeah, so it's that good, one, man. Which makes sense because it has Frank Ocean. But
No, that's a great early Tyler, Creator song.
Yeah, I loved that. Yeah, it was really good. Goblin, what else is on Goblin? I actually don't remember.
There's a couple other songs. There's like Yonkers.
2011?
2011, man.
Whoa. It's a long time ago. I was going to say like 2016 or something. No, but that's Flower Boy.
He was like 18 or something when this came out. Like, he was young, man.
That's so old.
I think a lot of it is not that good, if I'm being honest. But She's a great song. I think Yonkers is great.
Yonkers, I remember. Is there like a cockroach song on this? I don't know.
Is that the Yonkers one? Yeah,
that's Yonkers.
The music video. He like eats the roach.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, that's a classic moment. I know
that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was good.
It's spooky though. You know, I think that's a really spooky song.
The next song I'm gonna play is off an album from this year by Denzel Curry, who I love. Oh, I just realized though. I'm gonna play a song off "Melt My Eyes, See Your Future," but Denzel Curry, "Taboo." Ooh.
Oh, that's true.
There are a lot of spooky songs on Taboo.
I love this song too, though.
Yeah, this song is really good. "Melt My Eyes, See Your Future" is really interesting because it's not like traditional spooky, but it's kind of like post-apocalyptic spooky.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Like, I know exactly, the whole album is kind of like Blade Runner.
Yeah, it's a little bit futuristic in a lot of sounds.
Yeah.
It sounds kind of... I know what you mean. Yeah.
This song, I wouldn't say is scare you, you know, get your socks shooting off your feet or whatever.
But it's like sci-fi spooky in a way.
Yeah, it's kind of like, oh, I don't want to live there. That's a future I don't want.
Yeah, think of sci-fi. Think of Blade Runner when you listen to this. That's a great point. I never thought of that.
Yeah, also the music video for this came out recently, and I loved it. I kind of like didn't like this song on the first listen, but then I watched the music video, and I was like, I like this song now.
I do like this song, actually.
Yeah, this one's good. It's very vibe-y, I guess.
It's very vibe-y.
It's got an atmosphere. All right, enough talk.
Classic.
X-Wing, Denzel Curry, "Melt My Eyes, See Your Future." Radio Wham.
Go dumb in the stereo, but I'm just too smart for the radio. Masked up like a young Rey Mysterio. Mask off when I'm back in the studio. Mac ain't make it to 27. Pox ain't make it to 26. Big ain't make it to 25. It's only right that I gotta get rich. Cut niggas off and I curse niggas out. Niggas thirsty for help, but it's a motherfucking drought. Niggas envy when you famous first. They don't know what they name is worth. Please excuse my grammar. See my eyes can feel with Anna. This game like Home Depot, bitch. They got keys, hoes, and hammers. Niggas, gangsters, killers, and scammers. We was out dodging bullets and cameras. When you broke, niggas won't throw slander. Get money, now your ass can't stand us, man. I'm on a whole lot of green hair, a pair of nice jeans. I've been with the new beam and a pair of ice creams. Ever since I was a teen, I've been focused on the cream. Want the clothes and the kicks in. And I don't think I want an X-Wing. I'm just on to the next thing. Growing up, I didn't have the best things. Now my diamonds on my neck gleam. X-Wing, I'm just on to the next thing. Growing up, I didn't have the best things. Now my diamonds on my neck gleam. New mind state in a new spot. Fuck a TikTok, bought a new watch. It's my time now, with my G-Shot. Fur coat fresh off a Sasquatch. Told me to keep it PC. Nah, nigga, I'ma let the Mac pop. Everybody wanna be the man. I'm the nigga counting money in a backdrop. Oh shit, it's the nigga slicker than some lubricant. Young exuberant, moving through the city where your Uber went. Am I killing it or am I losing it? Instead of counting sheep, I count dollars. Ride a high Chevy Impala. If I make that bitch an inch taller, then I upgrade to a Skywalker. Rap elite, I'm top tier. Kill a game, then drop tears. Gassed up, I'm Scarecrow. I reveal your worst fears. Niggas work hard till they own Star Island. But I won't stop till I own Star Island. Money stack up and it just keep piling. Drop top windshield, Audi 5000. And I don't think I want an X-Wing. I'm just on to the next thing. Growing up, I didn't have the best things. Now my diamonds on my neck gleam. X-Wing, I'm just on to the next thing. Growing up, I didn't have the best things. Now my diamonds on my neck gleam. I don't think I want an X-Wing, I'm just on to the next thing. Growing up, I didn't have the best things. Now my diamonds on my neck gleam. I don't think I want an X-Wing, I'm just on to the next thing. Growing up, I didn't have the best things. Now my diamonds on my neck gleam.
Thank you.
That was Denzel Curry
with X-Wing.
Melt My Eyes, See Your Future. I really like that track.
Yeah, I really like that track. I didn't, like I said, I didn't love it on the first listen, but grew on me a lot. I really like the, we think it's strings in the background, but really gives it that ambiance.
We're talking about how great this flow is in this track too. He just switches it up completely, and it's like, in a way, it's like a normal kind of like trap kind of song, but Denzel Curry just like flips it on his head and makes it his own kind of thing. And
yeah, like
he's so creative in the way he approaches it and stuff.
The song really is changing from start to finish, I feel like. Like he starts with like one flow, but then within like 10 seconds he's just like doing something completely different.
Yeah, he just keeps going.
But all of it fits the like in the on the bass, you know, like the the beat and the
it all makes sense.
Yeah, and the chords and everything.
Like
it
great,
just all works
it's
together.
It's like a great puzzle, you know, he just puts it all together.
And I do really like the hook too. The hook.
So good, yeah.
Yeah, so nice.
I love the way it opens up with that flow.
Open flow
is there. Well, up next we have a classic. I think I'm not even gonna say anything. I think I just wanna play it.
I think that's a great idea.
I think we're just gonna play it. I think we'll let you just enjoy it.
Yeah, like here's my hint. If you were gonna pick one song to play on Halloween, you only got to play one song and you wanted to, you know, get the vibe, I guess, and like a song that everyone knows, what would you pick?
Yeah, and also just keep in mind that he named his whole album based on this one song.
Yeah, keep that in mind, because that's kind of surprising.
This is if we really think about that, this album has so many songs
that aren't
this, but he's like, this is what the album's gonna be.
It's hard to talk about without saying it.
Yeah, we're just gonna go straight into it.
Yeah,
let's go.
Let's do it.
Thank you. hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell.
Classic. What can you even say about that?
A lot, actually.
Actually, a lot. That's true. I don't know.
I personally can't say that, but I mean, I feel like a lot of people could say a lot. We were just reading through the Wikipedia, yeah. And it is long. There's 15 sections on this song.
Crazy. Yeah. That's this song wild. Has a really interesting history.
Yeah. Will asked a good question. He was wondering if the song started as a spooky song or not, and we found the answer. It didn't.
Yeah. It didn't really.
No.
Not really. No.
No. Here it says that the writer. Rod Temperton, by the way, credit to Rod.
Rod Temperton.
Rod Temperton.
Also wrote Rock With You, another great song.
And Off the Wall.
And Off the Wall, great songs.
Temperton, he made the song. He wanted it to be theatrical. Jackson, I guess, wanted something theatrical, kind of like a film, Hollywood, glamour, whatever. Yeah. And it was originally called Starlight.
Starlight. And it said the chorus was, "Give me Starlight, Starlight Sun." Starlight Sun.
Like, yeah, I don't know. Something like that, yeah.
That's wild.
Very different.
Whew.
Yeah, not spooky at all.
And then they wanted to change it. And we were just talking about how great of a title Thriller is. That's
yeah,
just a great
yeah.
title for an album.
So it says here that Quincy Jones produced this album, Legend, and said that Starlight was not a strong album title. They wanted to name the album after this song, which was they wanted it to be the lead.
Yeah.
So they changed it to Thriller. Which is, yeah, great name for a title. So the name for the title kind of influenced the song almost.
That's really interesting, because then it ended up becoming this like horror song, which is like such an odd thing to like just name your... Especially the rest of the album is like kind of just like pop songs about things.
Yeah.
But then he's like, this is the album title and it's going to be a song about zombies.
Yeah. and they just like go right into it.
Yeah, the whole album is like pretty casual. And it's like, this is a zombie song. And it's like, and that's it. It's
they,
so weird.
They
like,
hire Vincent Prince for that like monologue as well. They're just
seriously.
Like, yeah, it's spooky now.
It's a spooky song. That's the album title. And this is the greatest selling album of all time. So
yeah,
really, really, really intense. Really good stuff.
Awesome. Well, next up, we go back a bit to the 1970s.
1970.
Yeah, this is off of a Black Sabbath album. Will, you picked this one out. What do you know about
Black Sabbath? Ozzy Osbourne. I haven't listened to a whole lot of Black Sabbath. I love this album.
Black Sabbath is Ozzy Osbourne?
Ozzy Osbourne, yeah.
Dude, I don't listen to Black Sabbath. Man, that's crazy. I should.
Listen to this album. This album sounds fantastic to this day. Like,
I really like this album cover that I'm looking at.
Oh, it's fantastic. No, this is a great metal album, and I don't even like metal like that usually, but this is the production on this album is so tight. The drums sound so good, and this is the title track we're gonna be playing. Classic song, Paranoid, Black Sabbath. Let the song do some speaking for us, because honestly it's just intense and it's great. We'll be right back. you just heard there was Black Sabbath with Paranoid. I just love that album, like I said before, and that's just a classic heavy metal rock, early metal.
As it was playing, I was saying to Will, I just want to break things.
You want to break things.
Yeah.
And he's talking about how crazy he is and he can't get help.
Made me feel crazy.
Yeah, I'm like, and I'm crazy, I'm paranoid,
I also
man.
Can't get help.
Yeah, exactly. Ozzy Osbourne just like me. I mean, Ozzy Osbourne is crazy.
I am like you, Ozzy Osbourne.
We're the same.
He's indoctrinating me.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess you could see why parents were like, the devil's music.
I know, like, I could see that. If I heard my son listen to this in, like, 1970, I'd been like, happy music. Why aren't we happy anymore?
What is the deal?
Exactly. This next one's gonna be good though.
Yes.
Jumping forward a few years.
We are. Oh, unless we want to play this first.
Just up to you.
You're listening to behind the scenes conversations right now.
Okay.
Very exclusive.
Let's do this one first. This is a quick one.
No, this.
The second one. Yeah.
Oh, beautiful.
This is a quick one.
And in case you were wondering, it's a Nirvana song.
It's a Nirvana song. This is New Wave Polly from the BBC Mark Goodyear Sessions from
Special
Incesticide.
Edition.
Basically, Incesticide's a weird album for Nirvana because it's like a B-sides album pretty much. So this was like a live recording where they made Polly, which is the song off Nevermind, but they kind of did it in like a different, they did it like a new wave kind of
version. I love hearing that because it's like the core of the song is not what you think it is.
Yeah,
it's the same as like Beatles, like all their songs, they played them in like 20 different ways and you're like, whoa, like what is the song if they can like move it and do it in
it's
all these
so
different
weird,
ways. Yeah.
This one's all fast and like intense and it's like just really, and then Polly's already kind of an intense song, but in like a slower way.
Yeah.
But this is like all of a sudden it's like super fast and upbeat and like what the, it's like on crack. It's crazy. But this is a new wave, Polly, Nirvana.
New wave Polly
as Nirvana
in, as in the new wave version of Polly.
Yeah.
I get it now. Yeah,
new wave version of Polly. It's really intense.
That was so
fast. Right, it's so fast, and basically compared to the original, which is like kind of a slower,
it's insane. I don't know how long the original is, but that one was a minute 47.
I think the original's gotta be 3 minutes at least.
Yeah, know? Like it just whipped through it like, woo!
Yeah, like it's intense. It's a good song. I love that version of it too. And it's really cool when bands can do that.
All right, the last song we're gonna play before we have a little special surprise for you is I've Seen Footage by Death Grips. Not much to say. If you don't know who Death Grips is, I hope
this is
a good introduction.
Yeah, it's a great introduction.
Some of their songs are even more intense than this. So
yeah,
this is a good intro, I think,
for Death Grips.
I've Seen Footage, Death Grips, off their critically acclaimed album.
We'll say thanks for listening. We have a little surprise at the end of this song, and
okay,
we're going to go right into it, I think.
Yeah,
but
we'll just go right into it from this song. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in.
Tune in 2 weeks from now on that Monday. We'll keep you posted on Instagram. Make sure you follow us, Radio Wham.
Radio Wham. You're listening to CKMS 102.7 FM.
Radio Waterloo. I've Seen Footage. Death Grips. Money Store. Get up.
not wasted. Swallow my knees. I stay niche. I stay near the knees. Not wasted. Swallow my knees. I stay niche. I stay foot. What's that? Can't clear. Can't help tweet. Shot in hell. This place can't help tweet. Show me something I ain't seen before. Mystery hunter. Death door juice that fuck like drug juice to fuck. With the signs of lying now. Killing them, no code. One time. Creeps up behind me. Over my shoulder. Turn around. Try to see. But it's nowhere. I see footage, I stay naughty, I see footage, I see footage, I stay naughty, I see footage, I stay, I see footage, I stay naughty, I see footage, I stay, I see footage, I stay naughty, I see footage, I stay, I see footage, I stay naughty, I see footage, I stay, I see. Everybody's known where you think you're going and going nowhere. Scatter my handle the feel that part. Who comes his life, who takes what's left, who's done? I'm that next already, no more killer Johnny. Like I told you, don't touch me, what's up with it? I stay naughty, stimulation over love with a care for it. It's tied by the man, some mousy shit. I've seen it, I've been it, can't delete it, feels like Jared. I'm alone in the cage, John and don't sleep, so they let's close my bird. I see naughty, I stay naughty, I see naughty, I stay naughty. Swallow my knees. I stay niche. I stay niche. Knees, not wasting. Swallow my knees. I stay niche.
Where do you whim? Where do you whim? Where do you whim? I wanna listen to the radio. Going down on the 401. I got the radio wham blasting from my trunk. Oh my god, this the greatest show ever. I'm gonna listen to the boys. It don't matter the weather. Woo! Where do you whim? Where do you whim? Where do you whim? I wanna listen to the radio. Where do you whim? Where do you whim? Where do you whim? I wanna listen to the radio.
You're listening to 102.7 CKMS Radio Waterloo.